Bad chord, bad chord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when Mary finds you? Bad chord, bad chord.
What?
You found it. You get a little song, you get a little treat for finding the bad chord.
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Aaron Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plate full of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. With new students coming into your home, it's always tough for them adjusting to a new culture. One way we believe that will help support your students in having better success at achieving a great experience is to make friends. Getting students to make friends is actually a little hard sometimes, especially when they are here for only a short term, or if they're here with a group from their own school because they've come with built-in friends. So why would they have to go out and get new ones? Well, coming into a new culture, needing the time to settle in, and then on top of that, having to make friends can be daunting. But don't you worry, we've got tips to make your students' life a little easier because these new friendships that they're going to make can define their and your experience in hosting an international student. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Mary. How are you today?
I am good. You have news.
Well, yeah.
Updates,
sure. We're into June.
Oh, yeah. Graduation season, school's done and over with.
Things are winding down.
Mm-hmm.
I have students. High school students that go home in June.
Oh, right.
So I've been in denial. It's a lovely place to be. I'm still sitting there, but just down the road soon, They have to go home.
Yeah.
So I got this email notification from our newsletter, let's say, from the high school program saying, hey, by the way, by June 10th, which is like what, like in 4 days?
At the time of this recording? Yes.
Sure. And we need to know your students' travel plans. I'm like, what's travel plans? What? My students aren't traveling.
Like, they live with me.
They're with me. Oh, you mean when they went to Salt Spring? Sure. No, they need to know their home travel plans for their home country. And I'm like, no. Like silent screen.
Aww.
But anyway, they want us to let them know when they're going home. I'm like, but what if we don't tell you?
Then that means they don't have to go home because you don't have a record
home.
Of it.
Anyway, do
and
they
I can
have
keep
to?
My child.
Precious. Smeagol and Lord of the Rings character. Precious. Anyway, no, Aaron, you have to give them back. Anyway, we've been through this before, Aaron. Yes, you do have to give them back. Okay, yes. And,
they're not your kids.
They're not my kids. I love them. Anyway, Aaron loves her kids like her own. Okay, you send your kids to me, I will love them like my own.
Yeah.
But I will give them back. I haven't kept one yet.
You always let them go.
I let them go. I did forward the email on to the children. And should they choose to
update? It's up to them if they want to leave my house.
No, they will leave the house. But we're coming to that moment where they have to, give their travel plans to the high school program and let them know where they're leaving. And so they're leaving before my kids even finish school. And I'm like, why so soon, sweeties? You have until the 30th. You do. You really, really do. But one of them has their whatever those pesky, visa requirements are. Things right up till the very day. She's leaving it till the very day. And I was like, oh, but you're going to miss Carter's grade 5 graduation ceremony. She's like, oh, well, just Skype me in Italy. I'll be awake. You can just turn the phone and I'll watch from there.
That's true.
She's so sweet. Anyway, so yeah, they do have to go home and I have to let them. So yeah, we'll take them to the airport. I'll be a good mom. And Blake will both be day off work and we'll take them. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they both leaving at the same time?
No.
Oh.
I know, which is probably better.
Oh, really?
It won't be a gigantic sob fest, but yeah.
My mindset is that, then you can get it over and done with together at the same time rather than.
Yeah, there is that. So, Jenny leaves later. She leaves a day later.
So you're going to have the two sob vests.
They will be separate. We will just be a mess. That I won't be podcasting those days, Mary.
No, I won't. But that's good too, because you give them their own goodbye.
That's just it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we will have to have some kind of send-off celebration, which ties in with my youngest Violet's birthday that week. So I think, you know, we'll have to bring out the slip and slides and the all-you-can-eat donut fest in the back. I'm thinking.
All-you-can-eat donut fest?
Oh, I've showed you the videos.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
We practiced this when Gaia went up for Whistler. My mom's students and I in the backyard, we had a dry run and we were going to iron out the kinks.
Of the homemade slip and slide.
Homemade competitive slip and slides. And then at the end, like in a normal like college fest thing, you would maybe have a beverage of an alcoholic variety at the end. But when you're with students, you can't. And young children in my house, you can't do that. So we decided you do donuts.
I forgot about the donuts part. I just thought it was a fun slip
and slide. It's a
sugar rush. Yeah.
And it's very Canadian, Tim Hortons.
Oh, yes. You're going to have Timbits?
Yeah. So that's my update. I have to say goodbye to the students, but we're going to do it in a fun way. And maybe, you know, a birthday party and a student goodbye party at the same time. I have to talk to them and see if they're up for it. But I think they will.
That's it. Well, but I got a call from one of the language school programs, just a little update. And I said, you know what? We're going to take a break for the summer because that's what John and I like to do because we have lots of plans with Kira to do all sorts of other things. And they had just done their camping weekend. So we'll probably have another student at the end of August. Nothing lined up yet, but that is what I've told them and in the works. But this kind of leads into today's episode of encouraging your students to make friends.
Yeah.
So even though your students, high school students, are leaving, the summertime is a huge rush of short-term students. There are a lot of school groups that come, or there'll be individuals that come for the summer to do more like a vacation thing and learn English.
And we may be getting some of those from the high school program, the camp. Victoria's camp, English camp
and things like that. So this time of year, there are more short-term students. And I find that's when students have more trouble making friends because sometimes they're only here for the short term. And so they think, well, why do I have to make friends? Why do I have to? Or they come with their school group and they think, well, why do I have to make friends with other people? I got my friends here. They all came with me. So yeah, I was thinking that we should talk about how students should be opening themselves up and you're here in another country and to experience that by making some new friends.
Even people who are listening to this now or in the future, it might not be summertime when you're listening to this and there might be some good things that they could take away.
Exactly. Okay, good. Exactly. So really, it doesn't matter what time of year is, just I was thinking, this would be a good time because of all the short-term students. But anytime a student arrives into your home, another reason why students don't want to make friends, but how we have to encourage them is because they're too shy.
Yeah. Okay. Language is already hard enough.
Yeah.
When you're coming in and it's a new situation and it's a new family, right? That you're coming in and everything's new. It takes time to settle, obviously, when you're into this.
Yeah.
But to go out there and be like, okay, now you have to go make friends too.
Yeah. On top of that.
If that were me, can you just picture me as like a little clam or a mussel or a shell that's closing?
Like, this isn't happening.
I'm such an introvert. Oh my gosh. Like, and maybe you are getting more, you know, you'll have different personality types that are coming. And maybe it wasn't the student's choice to come here in the first place.
Yes.
Maybe it was their parents saying, you have to do this, or this is so important for your education, or you have to learn a new language. You're going to get different types of students coming.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, take that and try too. But just picture that as, you know, you might get a little clam that's...
But we always find that whenever we get students, the students that go out of their shell and make friends outside of their little circle are the ones that always have such a better experience. They always have so much more fun. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do encourage my students to try and seek out new friends, especially outside. And even if they have made a new friend, seek more, seek different people and see what other people do and live and where they came from and have different experiences and learn from different cultures.
Yeah, I think back to Yoko on that one. When she came, she was like, oh, I'm not going to speak Japanese.
Yeah, she made an intentional decision.
An intentional decision to seek out people that were just speaking English right, to have those types of friendships. And she was, her, you know, friendships were based on activities that she liked, like sports and different volunteer groups and working and stuff like that. But she, you know, having said that, was here long term, but there are different opportunities and ways, you know, to reach out into the interests.
So usually what happens first, you're still relatively new with the student. And what I would usually do is give them a list of events and activities. So encourage your students to, you know, ask the homestay family for advice. If they've been experienced enough or they, you know, enjoy going out in the city and doing things, especially in the summertime, there are so many events in our city in particularly. There are events almost every weekend and multiple events every weekend that they can go and enjoy. So I would recommend to homestay parents to have a list of events that are happening in your city. You can always go down to your local tourism office. I love to do that and like grab all the brochures and the calendars and maps and things like that. And any favorite local websites.
Okay. Do you have favorite websites that you can think of?
I actually love Victoria Buzz.
Okay. Yeah. I have them on my Facebook feed and my, you know, Instagram and stuff that I follow them.
Yeah. So locally, if you're in Victoria, you follow Victoria Buzz and they put out a daily what to do in the city. And then on Fridays, they also do a what to do for the weekend. And I'm sure wherever you live that there is some sort of a platform or website available to you. If you don't even want to peruse it and figure out which one is the best event because you're busy and you don't have time to go to all these events, just give that website to your student. I've done that in the past where I'll say, hey, this is the local website. It's called Victoria Buzz. It'll have all the event listings, the calendar, what to do every day. And just take a look at it. So when you plan your weekend with your friends or you what you want to do, you can just look at the website and you'll know all the special events that are happening. Mm-hmm. Another thing, again, about saying making plans, if you want to have fun, sometimes you have to create it first yourself.
Show what you know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So maybe for the homestay parents, if you like to go out and have fun, well, tell your students about it. Invite them along, and then you can also have your student invite some friends to come along too.
Yeah, my van is a big girl. We've talked about this. It can fit a lot, you know, if it's my kids, and then we can, there's always room for two more. So if you know, like Blake's not coming, three. So yeah, we can fit a lot, and we've done that too, where we'll be like, okay, we're going, come along. And you know, I don't try to be too embarrassing, but I can be light and fun. And there's lots of levity and laughter. Yeah. And yeah, break the ice and do those types of things and bring the joy.
Yeah, we've had students, we only have like a little five-seater. But then with the car seat, it really is a four-seater.
Fair enough.
Because you don't want to be that. Yeah, you don't want to be the one squished in the middle. So with the one student, sometimes we'll say, okay, you can invite another student. And then I'll sit in the middle squished seat next to Kira. Or sometimes if it is downtown or a place where a student can get to easily by bus, we'll ask our student to invite other students, but meet us at a certain, you know, location. And then we can all go and do the event downtown together is another way of doing it. Mm-hmm. So you can encourage your students to talk to other students.
Talk to people.
Yeah, and invite them along to things.
Absolutely. It doesn't necessarily have to be downtown. It can be anywhere the fun is happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just invite, make an event and then invite them along. Invite other students along. Or another way would be a lot of the language schools. I don't know if the high school program would have the same, but the language schools usually have an activity calendar. So what they do is they pre-plan every month what to do after school. So if their classes only run till 3 or 3:30 or whatever, then usually from like 4 to 5 or 5:30, they would have an activity. So here would be going to a lot of the tourist attractions. Mm-hmm. We also have a rooftop sand volleyball pit, or there's weekend activities too, or overnight activities. Sometimes there's a bus tour to Tofino for surfing, or all the way to the other province in the Rocky Mountains to check out Lake Louise, which is a big Canadian icon. So there are a lot of activities that the school themselves have. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the students don't know that there is an activity calendar. So for me as a homestay parent, I usually get the activity calendar beforehand from That's the school. Exciting.
And you'd be like, hey, did you know about this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are you
this
doing
this? Happening. You should go.
Your friends are going. You should do it together.
Exactly.
Oh, planning mom. I like it. So something that you're saying about the high school program that I really enjoy that they do when they bring in a new batch of students. So this is like kind of more long term, right? Or short term. When they bring in the new crops of students are coming. I don't know what the word would be, but hey.
Groups,
thank you. When they bring in new groups of students, sorry, it's not a harvest. the words are slipping. Erin hasn't had enough chai yet or sleep. 5 kids, hello. And some of them are sick right now. But we just keep going. Pardon me for my lapse of words. You know, English is my first language, but sometimes I just don't get the right word. Okay, so when the new groups of students are coming.
Yes.
thank you. I'm blushing. you can't see it, but I am. When the new groups are coming, the high school program will have like, so say take September or January. They would normally be going to school, all the other students, but the international students will go to their campus, right? And they will go there for, I don't know, 3 days. And it's their orientation, their big group session. So my students go to a school, but all of the students would go to the campus together.
Oh.
And they all get to know each other and they all bond and they all know each other. And
so all the international students in the Greater Victoria School District
go to
the one campus for 3 days.
The one campus for 3 days and they all know each other. Isn't it fun? Yes, it's fun. And guess what? They all have these handy little things that are cell phones and they get their numbers and, right? And they make friendships.
Yes, I forgot about the whole phone thing. Like, When we were in school. Jeez, we didn't have this.
Snail mail. And, yeah, I know. It was so hard.
Now with the phone.
Exchange of contact. Yeah.
Start texting right away.
Friendships are so much easier to maintain and keep up with than hello, Instagram. So, right? So they bond, they have friendships, and they're like, oh, that's your homestay family. And that's, you know, can check in. They check in on each other. And so then it's wonderful. Yeah, the friendships are made those 3 days. They go disseminate to their schools, but they already have friends within their international community.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Isn't that wonderful? I love the high school program for that. So they already have friends, but before they've even gone to their school, that they know. So they go to their school, they know that they already have some friends, and then they go and they make other friends that are, you know, English
in
speaking.
That school.
And yeah, it's wonderful. You ask about the high school program, they have that. But then they also have, at our school anyway, an international club.
Oh, fun.
That they do their own events. That's the high school program, the Victoria International High School program, actually, I should say, has also done the trips. And then they also have, at the school level, the students themselves have a club.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So a little community within the school.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really neat. So,
and also when the kids are in high school, there's like clubs and
athletic so
teams
much.
And all that stuff. The students should go and join.
I know when my mom's students just went, I think it was tennis. Oh, she went and competed provincially.
Oh, wow.
The other student has been on like the field hockey team. And like, I think she played soccer all year. It's just go join. Have fun. Uh-huh. You have a whole other group of team girls that want to be your friends and cheer you on and want to get to know you.
Yeah. It's such a great way to use your English.
Exactly.
In everyday settings and being on a team.
Yeah. Or drama. Jenny was in drama.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking back to my high school days.
I know.
All the things that I joined.
I know. But there are people that can get to know you in a different way, right? In your talents. Because you guys are so talented. These students that are coming have so many talents. People just wanted to get to know you.
Yeah. And then back to the shy thing, some tips to get people out of being shy is to just ask more questions. My little trick is if I'm shy and I don't want to do any of the talking, the best way to get around that is to ask the questions so that the other person has to do all the talking.
Okay, I see your point.
Yeah.
So, to not put the onus of the conversation on them to come up with like carrying the conversation.
Yeah, because people find it very daunting where English is their second language. So what am I going to say? How am I going to say it? I don't know what I should say. What's interesting? Well, if you come up with the questions, then the onus is on the other person. And you can get a great conversation going that way too. Then, of course, when you ask those questions, try to ask open-ended questions.
Yeah. Not yes or no. Not, tell me more about.
Yes. Tell me about the time when da-da-da-da-da. Or why did you come to Canada? Why did you choose to join this program? How did you, rather than did you, do you?
Yeah.
The usual questions of like, where are you from?
And can I just offer some other tips around that? It would be great if there's like a shared experience going on around that. So some things I find helpful is like, hey, if there's a photo album you're perusing together at the same time, something for you to look at.
Yes.
So that it's not so awkward or uncomfortable. Like if they're truly that shy. And I've used this with Blake. When I was first getting to know Blake, okay, he was so shy. This is a side note. This is back in high school. People knew that he liked me. He was never going to do anything about it. And one of our friends actually dumped me at his house. Aaron, I'm going to take you to rugby. Okay. And then dropped me off at his house, closed the door, and drove away. They had had enough of him liking me and not doing anything about it. Thank you, Justin. And he was the shyest boy that did not talk. I'm like, what? And he didn't talk. So I got out family photo albums. I'm like, tell me about what's happening here. Like, to get him to talk to me.
So you got dropped off at his house unknowing.
Yes.
What did you, actually knock on his door?
No. Like they were like, oh, I have to pick something up from Blake. He needs a textbook for me. And then Justin dumped me there, ran back to his car and drove away. And I'm like too far from walking distance to the school to go back for rugby practice. I'll be back to get you for rugby.
And so you were stuck there at his house.
I was stuck there at his house. He'd had enough. Like he was forcing Blake to talk to me. Yeah, Justin was one of our groomsmen at our wedding. Anyway, but yeah, so I got out of family photo album and was like, okay, tell me what's happening at this vacation. Like, oh my God, just talk to me. Yeah. So I would suggest that. I brought this up at the dinner table for our students as a funny anecdote, you know, like talking about boys that don't talk. You can do this. Yeah. Anyway, but also like for students, they love puzzles. Put a puzzle out. It drove Yoko mad. She couldn't rest until the puzzle was done. But you can have amazing conversations around a puzzle.
Yeah. But even back to like these things in our hands that we carry around everywhere with us.
Yeah.
Our phones.
Technology.
The technology things. Take out the phone.
Yes.
And show people your pictures or ask other people to show a picture and talk about those pictures.
Or Google Earth. Like show where you live and talk about your neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one too.
We've done that.
I have done that with a few students too, where I'm like, well, what's your neighborhood like? What's your housing like? And then I realize, wait a minute. What's your street address?
Yeah.
Google.
What's your walk to school like?
Yeah. Show me. And yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, there's lots of ways to get around the shyness and to encourage your students to be a little more adventurous. And I think curiosity is really part of that too. If you're naturally curious about somebody, you'll find the right question to ask them. Mm-hmm. And then once that question starts rolling, the conversations just keep going because you'll find some things in common.
That's just it. Common interests too and what they're interested in. And hopefully they've been placed in a home where there are some common interests.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, friendships are important, right? It's having a good friend will define your experience and will...
You gotta
ultimately
have your person.
You have to have your person. And when you look back on your high school years, for me, with my students, and what some of them are here for 2 years, some of them are just here for 6 months. But when you think back on that experience, if they have that friend or that person, you're my person, Mary.
Oh,
thanks. But you know, you need those people in your life, and ultimately, what we want for them is to be happy, and for us to not have to be that person.
Yeah. Because that's a lot of work and stress and pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. We want them to go out there and experience our city and to have a social experience outside of our home.
And you know what, too? Like they should have friends in their own age group and create those experiences with them. Mm-hmm. Because we are a parent.
That's it. We can't be everything for you, sweeties.
Yeah.
So hopefully what we've talked about today will help people give the tools to help go find a friend. Everybody needs
those
a friend.
Experiences.
Yeah.
And have fun.
So much fun. We just want everyone to have fun and have a good time.
Exactly. So
thank you for being my friend, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Aaron, for being my person.
And my person.
I've told you before. You're my person.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Go forth and make some friends. Make some new friends.
Oh, I talk to strangers every day, sweetie.
Yes, you do.
Appropriate strangers, but don't talk to bad strangers, people. But, you know, just go out there and be friendly and kind. Be kind.
Yeah.
That's Find ways it. To be kind.
Yeah. With laughter.
And love.
Right. Bye, Erin.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Erin Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Erin Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.